This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Listen to the hustle and the bustle. Everyone is feeling safe this morning, safe to sing their songs. So take that as a hint. Whenever you're listening to this, say it, speak it, sing your song. I'm going to sing you my story from yesterday. It's pretty great. It's all the things. First, a little bit of background. I was hanging out with my friend last week, 2 weeks ago. She shared with me that her neighbor has taken it personally that she has removed some of the trees on her property. She's got, let's call it, she's got a Nancy living next door. Nancy's upset with my friend because my friend took trees down. And you know, Nancy kind of thought of them as her trees, even though they weren't. And my sweet friend, of course, you know, I didn't do anything wrong, and of course she didn't do anything wrong. So anyway, I am Nancy. I'm not really, but I am. We all are. Yesterday, it's nice outside. I am going to forego my chores inside, and I'm going to go outside and do some things outside. And I come out here to my nice private little yard and my private little neighborhood, and I look and some of the trees that create the privacy are being removed. Actually, it's just one tree. And when I looked at first, I thought, I think my neighbor's just taking some branches down. And, well, yeah, they're overhanging on, that must be our property. And, you know, maybe they don't want to, like, rake up the leaves on their side. Or maybe they want to, like, rake up less leaves. We take care of the leaves on this side. But, you know, or maybe they feel like, you know, my neighbors on the other side saw us doing so much working that they felt this season that they wanted to come and do a little more work just to honor, you know, what we had been trying to do here in our yard. And so I thought, oh, maybe that's happening on the other side. You know, they're like, oh, look at them picking up bags and bags and bags of leaves, even though they don't really have any trees on their property. Maybe we'll go and, you know, trim this tree a little bit and, you know, whatever. I'm making up whatever story I need to. But my old programming kicked back in. I turned right back around and went back inside. I wanted to come outside to my private little space and be super comfortable. And I was taken off guard and triggered. I was feeling naked. I was feeling infringed upon. I was feeling not as safe and loved as I was feeling on my way out of the house. So I let the old programming do what it does. I don't fight it. And I just go back inside. Maybe I'll come back out when the chainsaw's not running. And, you know, it doesn't feel like there's other people in the yard with me. So I go inside and I get back to my chores. I'm making the bed. And I'm listening to some music. And for just a moment there, I let go and I let myself just kind of relax and be exactly who I was in that moment. And I acknowledge whatever bubbled up to the surface. And it was only my biggest fear that I push away all the time. I push it so automatically that I don't even realize I'm pushing it away. I realized how afraid I am of something happening to Will, of losing Will, of Will dying, let's just say it. And it's my history, it's the old story, it's the trauma that gives that fuel to that fear. Because yes, I was born into a family with a brother and a mother and a father, and they all died on me. And it's just me left. And now, I've created a mother and a father, and a sister and a brother. And it would make sense that I am afraid. And I say all the time, you know, don't be afraid of what is. It already is. May as well acknowledge it. And then the other part of me thinks, be careful, you are a powerful creator. Thoughts become things. It's so funny, you know? You go from feeling powerless, that sucks. And then when you're powerful, you kind of get this whole, sometimes it's new age guilt, right? How come you can't heal yourself? Or sometimes it's just scared of the power. I don't want to create something accidentally. We're creating all the time. I want to be aware of what I'm creating. But yesterday it was obvious that that fear, it's right here. It needed me to acknowledge it. I acknowledged it. I sat down on Will's side of the bed and I just sobbed and just completely had a breakdown. The music was still playing. The song changed. And I could feel the storm moving through. I was still crying, but I was also feeling the urge to dance creep in. And I actually started to giggle. Here I am, I'm crying, I'm giggling, thinking, okay, Amanda, this is really silly. You went outside, you got triggered, run back in like a little ninny and get back to your chores, have a breakdown, sit down, have a good cry, and now it's time to dance? Okay. I'm on the ride. So I listen to this urge. And with the tears still on my face, I listen to myself when myself says, hey, go do your samba whisk video. I've been samba whisking. There's a dance trend going around and it's cracking me up. And I'm samba whisking everywhere. And I keep saying to myself, hey, set the camera up and samba whisk. And you gotta make a samba whisk video. So as I'm still teary coming out of the storm, I get my phone. I clip my sunglasses on my prescription glasses and I go right outside. I'm going outside. I'm setting my camera up. I'm totally focused and I look and right in front of me practically is the neighbor who was just cutting the tree down. The dog's barking. My earbuds are both in and blaring and I, oh, whoa, what's happening? I take my earbuds out. I tell the dog that I'm safe and I stick her inside and I introduce myself or show up to my neighbor as he introduces himself officially for the first time. And we had a great introduction and I'm glad he's my neighbor. He said that some branches came down and broke one of my owls. And if you may not know this about me, everyone is pre-forgiven. So I'm already working on getting over things before they're even done. So I wasn't upset about the owl. I love my owls, but it could have been smashed to bits and it would have been just perfect. I trust life. And so my neighbor was bringing me over to show it was, it's honestly just one of the legs on the base. The owls look the same. And he offered to fix it. And I said, sure, if you want to, no rush, no worries. Great little conversation with my neighbor. You know, here's the property line, but you guys can do stuff over here where, you know, technically it's not really yours, but we're not, you know, really great conversation. It was lovely. And then the old programming kicked in and I ran back inside. Not really, but that's how it felt. It was like, yeah, okay, great. Okay, I'm going back inside. I left my phone set up for my samba whisk and everything because I was back to feeling myself. I was centered. I was okay with just going outside practically naked and dancing in my neighborhood and recording it and then throwing it up on the internet. And then all of a sudden, surprise, you know, here's that trigger again. And so I'm kind to myself. I was kind to myself and my neighbor through that interaction. I was kind to myself. I let myself go back into my cave, into my nest to find my center, being very kind to myself. And I was. But I was also watching these triggers happening. I was watching the old programs try to kick up and run. But I was separate from it. I was a little bit outside of myself watching it happen. And because of that, I was able to really see and appreciate some things. Like I said, I'm not sure that we have any trees except for this pine tree in the front. Maybe that big one in the back is ours, but I'm not sure. Anyway, no trees really, but bags and bags and bags of leaves, leaves and leaves and leaves. My leaves have leaves. I got leaves. You got leaves? I got leaves. 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 We've probably filled 30 bags of leaves. There's still more leaves. And just like the dishes in the laundry, the leaves will never be done. There will be more leaves. First year we lived here, we didn't touch them. It was a lot. And physically, I wasn't really feeling safe to tackle them. This year, we kicked butt. And we were really cleaning up these leaves. And as we were doing it, we were saying, you know, these trees are everyone's trees. And it's an honor. It's an honor to rake these leaves. And I was thanking the leaves for making the ground cover all winter for all the animals and to keep my soil nice. And so it felt really good to love the leaves and love the service of gathering them. Even if the leaves don't come from our property technically, what does that matter? These are everyone's trees. And trees leave, right? Some of them. So yesterday, two more things, right? The leaves, the trees provide that privacy I love, that illusion of privacy that I love so much. So I very much appreciate my neighbors and their trees for the privacy and the shade and the homes and landing spots for all these gorgeous birds and chipmunks and squirrels. So, boy, I was able to just appreciate that more and more. And of course, you know, realizing that I am Nancy, going back. Leave Nancy alone, friend. She's broken. She's traumatized. She's just like me. I am Nancy. And so, in the spirit of this, let me just say, Darwin was cool, but I think the information has revealed itself. It is not about competition here. It's cooperation. It's collaboration. Take a look at nature. It's not competing. Nature is not competing with itself. Nature is not competing with itself. Are you hearing me? We are nature. Nature's not competing. We are cooperating. We are collaborating with the trees and the birds and our neighbors. Let's just take it back to fear and love before I go. I want to share a thought that came in that so fear-based, right? Here we go. Because I was able to be a little bit removed from my dynamic morning yesterday, I could feel the difference between the fear-based thoughts and the love-based thoughts. I had this thought. The love-based thought is, wow, what a great neighbor. A neighbor taking care of their yard, accidentally hurting one of the things in my yard, coming to me, letting me know, offering to fix it, offering for me to tend to some of the land that's on this side of their beautiful trees. And I told him about how Finn is autistic, and he said that, he knows some people with autism, and we talked a little bit. We had a nice little connection about that, and he's getting to know his neighbors a little bit more. And I was having a time, if you remember, right? I was having an emotional storm move through me. I was feeling very afraid parts of the morning. And so in my love-based lens, it was kind of like the world said, oh, you're having a rough morning? Oh, you're missing your family? Here's a family member. Here's uncle neighbor, right here. How wonderful. When I let the fear drive, do you know what it said? It said, I don't want to be friends with my neighbor. Because I don't want a net to form under me. Because something's going to happen to Will. I was present enough to see that thought. That thought. Thoughts just, they happen. So you could just sit there and kind of watch, just like leaves falling down. Which leaf's going to fall down and what's it going to look like? Huh? And thoughts just happen. And most of them every day are the same. So I saw that thought and I thought, gee, wow, what a fear-based thought. Right? Trying to stop the world and say, no, don't bring my angels in to support me because that means something's bad. Something bad's gonna happen. Please don't. Old program, trauma. Fear. All the thoughts are available. If I'm gonna focus on some, I'm gonna choose the love-based thoughts. But I'm also gonna practice not being afraid and just sitting there, letting the thoughts come and go and just watch them go by and go, oh, look at that one. Oh, look at that one. Oh, look at this one. Oh boy, that thought again. I'm just going to get to know myself. Don't have to change. Just get to know myself and turn towards love and cooperation. Okay, Nancy. I'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Thanks for joining me. I love you.